Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi. Today's first question comes from Miriam, who says, what is a good guide for pairing shoes and handbags with an outfit? Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm here answering your questions that you send me. So, good guide for pairing shoes and handbag with an outfit. Now, the whole have to match your shoes to your handbag is really rather old-fashioned. We don't really need to do that anymore. Instead, both items should relate to the rest of your outfit. So you can relate the shoe colour to another garment or an accessory in your outfit, and that is the same as the handbag. So you could put red shoes on with a red top, but then you could have a brown skirt and a brown handbag. So both of them are related by colour to different elements of your outfit. They do not have to be matching. So really, that is the big key. Or it could be, I could have silver shoes and silver hair, and then I could have a blue handbag with a blue top. So again, I'm relating it to two things. Each of them is related to something else in the outfit. That's really just the key to it. And just remember, the level of refinement needs to relate. So if you're wearing a more formal garment, you want a more formal handbag and shoes. If you're wearing a more relaxed garment or relaxed outfit, go for more relaxed handbag and shoes. But that's it. In a nutshell, it's really pretty simple. The next question comes from Natalie, who says, how can I incorporate colour into my wardrobe without overwhelming my look? This also can be quite easy. We don't have to do a whole load of colour blocking where we're wearing lots of different whole garments in solid block colours. When that's in fashion, it's really easy to do, but it's not always in fashion and it can feel like too much colour. Instead, you may go for a neutral and then one colour, just straighten my necklace up, and then one colour, like today I've got red on, and then I could also think about adding in a coloured neutral, such as my blue denim jeans that I am currently wearing, and then I could add in additional colours if I wanted them in accessories. Or another alternative, so accessories like necklaces, scarves, jewelry, all those things can add in a little bit of additional color should you want to add additional colors. Another thing you could think about is a pattern top or a pattern skirt or a pattern dress that has more than one color in it. Those colors are already there. It's a really easy way of adding additional colors in. So really, we don't have to do whole swathes of block colors. We can just add in colours with accessories, with patterns, and that is a really easy way of adding in a few additional colours if you want them or need them, or if you have a higher colour contrast, without necessarily having to wear head-to-toe block colours and lots of different colours. And coloured neutrals are a really easy way of adding in colours, but without it feeling overwhelming. And this is because our neutrals are generally more receding. So our soft olives, our denim blues, our camels, those sorts of colours, they're kind of our more coloured neutrals rather than our black, white, grey. And so they have a little bit of colour. So you can combine, you know, camel with olive and denim. And even though you've got these three colours, because they are the more neutral, they're more receding, then it doesn't feel too much or too overwhelming, no matter what your colour contrast is. My final question today comes from Ruth, who says, I love my winter wardrobe because I can layer my pants and shirts with different jackets and top pieces, which then camouflage my tummy and big bust area. But what to do in summer? I have lots of linen pants and jackets and like that simple style, but it's often too hot for the jacket. My big bust makes finding dresses difficult. Loose flowing sits out from the bust and makes me look bigger. What would you suggest? Are there even lighter than linen jackets around? Now, I don't know anything really lighter than linen. Linen is a pretty breathable, soft, light fabric. So you could do very lightweight silk kimonos or things like that, but they may feel not really disguising. I would be thinking about how can I look for tops that do the disguising without having to add that third piece. You could think about like a sleeveless jacket. Of course, that is an option, but still you're adding that extra layer in, and that could be too hot where you live. So I would be looking for tops that come back in So they have some shaping. So like linen t-shirts, I've got a few where they come in and then they flow out a little bit. So they come in from the bust, so they're not just hanging off your bust and making you look bigger as a whole, but they still got enough room for your tummy. So things like that could be good. So really looking at the shape. So something that's a little bit more trapeze shape in a way, rather than a boxy shape or something that doesn't come back in at the waist. Or something that sometimes you can have it, it's a little bit longer, but it kind of comes, it may have just a little piece of elastic at the waist that brings it in, and then you kind of pull that in and then it drapes the waist isn't tight, but the flow of the fabric as it drapes over. It's almost like it's a blouson waist without having to tuck in and blouse out. So things like that would what I'd be looking for. I'd also be thinking about how else to disguise my larger bust, wearing larger scale jewelry, which draws attention away from your bust, and things like that. So there's other elements, or you could look at, if you want some dresses, maybe finding a dressmaker or learning how to cut for yourself, who will actually cut for your larger bust so that you can have a dress that fits you, because manufacturing standards mean that most dresses just don't fit you properly unless they're just really, really loose. So that would be some of my suggestions I would think about when you have that sort of body shape. But it could just be too, just thinking about, you know, like the sorts of fabrics that don't cling, so looking for tops in that, but then still having some shaping in those tops so they're not really baggy and saggy and just hanging off you like a sack, but also they are not too tight and too fitted, because really, linen is a very lightweight summer fabric, but it could just be going for sleeveless jackets, sleeveless versions for summer. Maybe that is okay with you. I would think about that as well. So thank you, everybody, for your questions. And I thank you so much for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.